Fox News, and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
Absolutely, 100% live with your calls. Good morning. Happy Friday. It is the Monica J Show here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Sorry for that little break there. We're having some technical difficulties with the internet and getting things crossed over, but coming to you loud and proud right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you for all of the phone calls of the people calling in, the texts that I was getting, the emails that I've already gotten this morning. Where are you? Where are you? That makes me feel just absolutely fantastic and enriched this morning, because actually I was going into a kind of, I had to block someone on my Facebook page last night for Monica J at the Monica J Show on 99.1 FM Talk. And they were just going off on how they couldn't stand me and that Jerry needs to get rid of me and I never talk about anything fun. It's always doomsday, blah, 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 always pointing fingers at people, blah, blah, blah. And so I'm sure that they got a thrill this morning. I'm sure if they're still listening at 10 o'clock when the show started, I'm sure they are just as happy as can be, but psych, sorry. As far as I know, Jerry has no plans to get rid of me. So, again, I'm just so blessed for all the phone calls and everything. I've got lots of stuff to talk to you about today, and that includes what you want out of your community, what you want out of whatever community you live in. Reno, Sparks, Carson City, wherever you live, what do you want out of your community? I'm going to have producer Craig work on that and do our poll question today. That's it. I want you to be able to write in, but only one thing, okay? What is your top priority? Okay, I want you to think about this for a few minutes. What is your top priority of what you want for your community? Okay, do you want? What is most important to you? Is it a good education for your children? Is it safety? Is it a good job? Is it growth? Is it slowed growth? I've thought about this for myself. And I think I'm going to put in for mine. This is just, I participate in the poll as well. For mine, I want to have representation that actually gets things done, that don't just pass the buck, because I honestly feel safe. I'm questionable about education. Well, actually, I'm not even questionable about it. I don't think that the kids here are getting the education that they deserve. But I don't think that that's the teachers doing that. I believe that that is the school board and the administration not including the parents in the curriculum. And I say that with all honesty because, you know, I'm a parent and I'm included. And it's like, no, you're not. You go to the school board meetings and you listen to the people, the parents who are angry, and it's like they're very calm and say, yeah, we'll take this into account, and nothing is done. You know, we still have the apps that the kids can go to, and they're being used as guinea pigs. And there's big problems with this. We want kids off of screens, not on them. We want to limit computer and phone time. But The school system is the other way. So log on to 991fmtalk.com. When you hit the other button, you can type in what you want. Number one priority, what you want for our community. 991fmtalk.com. We're going to take a quick Fox News break, and then we'll be back here on the Monica Jay Show, your live and local FM talk show, here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk as well. I hope you're having a great Friday. It's going to be the start of a super week. Let's go back to our poll question real quick at 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, do you think President Trump is justified in revoking the visas or the green cards of people who come into the country and, you know, they say they're going to work and do all that good stuff, but then they don't. They just go on the welfare system. Do you think he's justified in having, in doing that? The courts came back and said, yeah, he can do that. Or the administration, he can put ICE in charge of it. 97% of those participating said, yeah, he's justified. If you're going to come to this country, make your way. If not, stay in your own country and make your way and use their benefits. So 3% say, no, he's not justified. It's just, you know, milk and honey for everybody. Milk and honey for everybody. So today's poll question comes from an email that I received. And I read through it, and it just really made me sad. And it got me to thinking about, where do we want this community to go? What do we want out of this community? So I received this email from Renee. And I'm just going to read it to you because I can't. I can't put into words how I feel for her. And I know a lot of people are feeling this way. Hello, soul sister. Choose your topic. Unfortunately and sadly, my heart is broken. My direct offspring is an honorable discharge veteran and much going on for him. He has been homeless by choice in the downtown Reno area for 7 years. By choice. He is capable, young, and strong, has many talents, and two beautiful children that were taken by the mother. He is family here to get help. He refuses to receive it from anyone. What a waste of his human life. Hurtful for the children, and contributing to the homeless by choice disaster that is being supported by the city of Reno. Okay, so there we go. 7 years, homeless by choice. Her email continues on. I rode the bike trail for 12 years, 6 days a week for mind, body, and soul. I stopped as of 3 years ago due to the lack of safety, cleanliness, broken glass all over the place, and attention to the asphalt repairs. I'm the one repairing my bike because of those. I wrote to the city of Reno 3 years ago, and there are no changes in that 12 years. It's only gotten worse. I've lived here for 40 years and now live, as of 5 years ago, downtown and an awesome part of that growth. Attached is a pic of an abandoned camper that has been on the street for 10 days. The vents open periodically, so there's someone in there. I suppose it's legal. This is not a residential street sign. Also attached is a recent note to City of Reno regarding the gang of vehicular racers. I've been sending them for 6 months now. The response I received said it was sent to the mayor. And as of 3-2, it has been closed. Closing comments. Per RPD Lieutenant Shaw, Reno PD worked a joint regional street racing operation on February 15th that resulted in 46 citations, 4 arrests, and 4 cars towed. The target area included Liberty and CVS on Booth. We will continue these operations as the weather improves. Service request details. Wow. Please, can the city of Reno, the mayor, and the police department spend attention to vehicular racing, speeding, and noise disturbances east and west on Liberty Street and the downtown area? These people are driving recklessly, setting off car alarms, revving their modified motors, and screeching tires. This behavior is out of control. Constant chaos. What is it going to take to demonstrate this is disorderly and disruptive to the rest of the community? Another pedestrian death? We need some rest. If this is acceptable, what's next for our community? Thank you. Reno Direct, unsubscribe. Be well with you, sweetheart. Wow. Is this how a lot of people are feeling? You see these campers moving from street to street to street. The motorhomes, whatever you want to call them. Sometimes they travel in bands. We had a gentleman said that they were up off of Pyramid not too long ago. There was about 10 of them. Then there was only a couple. So now we have roving bands of homeless by choice in the motorhomes. Because, if you got a motorhome, you got a home. Go stick that in a trailer park. Well, don't want to stick it in a trailer park. You know why? Because you have to pay and you have to register at a trailer park to be there. People who are homeless by choice don't want any responsibilities. None. They get their food for free. They get their health care for free. They can go to the bathroom wherever they want. What's going to happen to all these new $100,000 rest areas that are going to be put along the Truckee River that are just going to be destroyed? And it's not fixing the problem with excrement going into the Truckee River, because who in the middle of the night is going to cross a bridge to go find a bathroom? No, they're just going to continue to go there. So hence the question, what do you want to see in our community? So far, the response has been a chemtrail communist-free sky. Honest representatives that get things done. I'll be honest, that's mine. I want a mayor and a city council members who make decisions that help and protect American citizens and not illegal aliens, drug dealers, vagrants, and gang members. And another one that says somebody who will stand up for our Second Amendment rights. So what do you think? Hit other as your chance to say something and vote. Because you can type in there anything you want. If it's the education system, if it's law enforcement, anything you want. And we'll start focusing on these things. Because this is what is important to you. This is what is important to the community. And that's what we are as a community. We want to be successful. And that was funny. I was watching President Trump's town hall last night. And that's what he said the Democrats' big problem is. Is we're all becoming more successful right now with his administration. With a Republican-led administration. And what happens when you have a Republican-led form of government, whether it be city, county, state, or federal? It's more successful. It's more prosperous. Because we don't legislate, we don't run things by feeling them. We do it by thinking about them. Just as an example, when we come back from this quick stop set here, I'll tell you about something that the city of Reno is working on right now to restrict liquor stores in the downtown area. It is just the stupidest thing I've ever heard. That is a waste of time. But that's how they solve problems. By reacting and trying to ban things? I'll give you the details after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. How do you like that? Am I sounding better? I got my hot tea here, my black tea and honey, and it is working. It is working very well. Let's go to my emails at monica991fmtalk.com. And I received this from Mark, and it's just, I'm astounded. Hi, Monica. I'm a regular listener. I was at Idlewild Market yesterday on my way home, and the owner mentioned that Reno was going to ban the sale of single beers, single alcohol drinks, and the small 50-milliliter bottles. I was wondering if you've heard of this and what is the purpose. My thought was it must have something to do with the vagrants around town, that somehow they think this will push them to other locations, that however would send them into the casinos where they're not so welcome anymore. I'm a single dad and I like an occasional beer or cocktail. I personally like the single use and the small bottles, as I don't have to have a liquor cabinet around or a bunch of bottles of liquor that I've had a couple of drinks out of. It's nice to be able to stop and get two beers or maybe 2 milliliters of Jack so I can make a couple of Jack and Cokes when in the mood strikes. Was just curious if you or any of your listeners have heard this. So I called a friend of mine in the biz. And yeah, I have to do more research on it, but as a reactionary, as just a reaction, again, feeling, not thinking things through. They just want to ban people buying a single beer that has maybe a, you know, the bigger beers that have the higher alcohol content. Not thinking, of course, that, you know, vagrants know other vagrants and they'll just put money together and buy a six pack or buy a case or buy a fifth and share it. It's just ridiculous that they come up with stuff like this. The only people that they're hurting are the liquor stores and the little things downtown. We'll get back to more of this. Now that you've heard about it, I want to know your thoughts in the next hour. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Paul Jackson this morning, because we want to get a quick shout out for First Friday on how you can get together and have a great conversation. Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling the show this morning.
Hey, hi, Monica. It was great seeing you last night. We're set for First Friday tonight. We're going to be over at Famous Dave's Barbecue. They really they treat Republicans right over there. They give us a room in the back. They throw in some barbecue sandwiches and stuff. So, you know, come on by. It's no replacement for dinner. It's a snack, but come on by, have a beer, hang out, have something to eat, and talk to like-minded people. Talk to other Republicans who think the same way you do.
And, you know, actually, Paul, I'd like to encourage another branch of that. And I'd like to encourage those people who feel disenfranchised by their parties with how left they're moving. And come talk to Republicans and sit down and have a really true conversation. Because when you do, and when you get the media out of it, when you get the politicians out of it as well, you actually hear that a lot of us have the same ideas, right, Paul?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and again, there are a lot of false narratives about Republicans. You know, we discussed something last night about the birthday party things. There's a lot of false narratives out there, and let's dispel them. Let's reach out to those folks who are less fortunate than us. They don't have the knowledge we do. And chat with them and let them know what it's like to be a Republican and what we stand for and the values that we stand for. Because most people, when you really talk to them, have the same values.
They really
do.
Education, you know, work, less taxes. I mean, it really is incredible. So tonight, Famous Dave's, 6 o'clock. That's right there at, what is that, Kitsky? Yeah, right there at Kitsky and McCarran. So, Paul, thank you for all you do and appreciate the call in and the shout out. Have a great time, Paul. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Randy. Randy wants to talk about all that trash out there in our beautiful deserts and on the trails. Hey, Randy.
How you doing, Monica? Thanks for taking my call.
I'm glad you called in.
I represent the Dayton Pigs, and we're a nonprofit group that cleans illegal dump sites throughout our area, in and around Dayton, Mound House, Silver Springs, Stagecoach. And we have a really active chapter now working in the Fernley area, cleaning the trails. And we provide all of our own vehicles and trailers and dump trucks, and we pay our own gas and fix our own busted trailers when we tear things up out there. And we are wanting to work in the Reno area, and we recently helped the RAD group, who put on a cleanup day in the Dayton area around the base of Peavine Mountain, and we hauled out some cars and trash and everything and helped them a lot. We'd like to get something going in the Reno area and help clean up those trails and get a chapter going in Reno. We've done a really good job in and around Dayton and have a lot of the trails really clean, and the horse people and the motorcycle riders and ATV riders, you know, rave about what we do in this area. And we've been up there now in the Reno area, and we look and see how bad it is. And we can really help up there, and we'd love to clean some of that. We work off of donations and donated funds, and we're looking to try and find more support. And we'd love to get a chapter going up that area, but some of the trails in Reno are just terrible, and around the river is horrible.
KTMB can only do so much. That's Keep Truckee Meadows Beautiful. But Randy, I've only got a minute left, so will you please call back after our top of the hour break here, because I want to get all the information that you have, and I want to get a chapter of this started here, and I want to talk to you about how you came up with the name with the pigs. So please call back. If you can't call back, give all the information to my producer, but I'd love to hear from you again, Randy. We do have to take a quick break for Fox News and Fox Business Outlook, and we'll talk more about what we want for our community. Get out in the fresh air and pick something up. We'll be back after this.